Hey, what's up, everyone? This is David Greenspan, and you are listening to the Mindshare Podcast, a proud member of the Industry Syndicate Media Network. Additional podcasts are available at industrysyndicate.com and mindshare101.com. This week's episode is sponsored by Kits Keep in Touch Systems. This is Episode 6. I believe that all marketing we do out there is in place to build mindshare. We get hit with so many messages every single day. I look down at my phone and I've got notifications all over the place. Now, on one hand, that's a great thing. On the other hand, it's like, where do you focus? So many apps stealing our attention and our time. And I have similar conversations with most agents. Naturally, everyone wants to figure out, how do we get more business? And as I've said many times, in comes that roller coaster of marketing options and where to spend money. Yet, people being as we are, we want to try things. So when something new comes along and we're not sure, we don't feel that we're doing what works and we're doing it right, we make a change. But is that change always warranted? Do you actually understand what you're about to get into? Or do you figure if you just sign up and pay that it'll just work the way it's supposed to? This is the thing. If you yourself and you are not going to support it, then it will not work the way you hope. And you could end up spending, or for many listening, and you and I both know you've already done this, have already spent too much just trying it out. Trying is good. And I encourage my children to try hard every day. But just trying when you have bills to pay causes you to work too hard, spend too much, and not make enough. This is the issue with not planning ahead and why I've spent so much time over the past 6 weeks talking about planning. And as we go for the quick fix, we end up spending money on the things that we may not have fully thought through. And that money can be a lot of money every month. And it can feel like a real weight instead of a solution if it doesn't produce results. Everything needs support. So without the proper support channel in place, it isn't going to produce results. During a coaching session the other day, we were reviewing last year's marketing spend, and one of the things they were spending on was a bus. Well, the ads on the side of the bus. But this cost them $12,000 for the year, and as a team of four, that's still $250 a person per month. Like, it's a big load to carry. And they wanted to cut it out because they figured it did what it had to in building awareness. So I naturally asked, well, what are you doing to support it? And I learned that they were running a farming campaign within the same area, and that they were out door knocking. And that to me is so crucial. Many of you heard me say this before. If you're going to farm, you need to door knock. They were using three different channels to create brand awareness. This was positive. What we now had to deal with was their nurturing of their most important audience. They did have a client appreciation party set up, and that too was good. However, they didn't have anything consistent in place. So this is why I bring up the bus, the hockey arena, the community center, the basketball gym, the bench. They're all tools to help build brand awareness. But so what? People are aware. Why you? Why are they going to choose you over the next person using the same channels, even in the same area? What are you doing to create the relationship, to create that difference maker between you and your competition? If you know me, you know I'm in hockey arenas 5 to 6 times a week throughout the winter. And I see a lot of different arenas. A lot. And I see a lot of different realtor ads in those arenas. So why does one person win over the other? You could say the same thing about community centers, football fields, basketball courts, baseball diamonds, wherever lots of people go to, the grocery store. Now, I'm not as many rinks as, or I'm not in as many community centers and everything else as I am hockey rinks, but like you, I've been to several different places, and there's ads everywhere. So again, why you? Or the benches while I'm driving. Block to block, there's another realtor advertising themselves. Why you? Building mindshare takes time, and it sets you up to be in the right place at the right time. That said, you cannot simply rely on one-channel marketing, and you cannot rely on the marketing alone. You need to understand what you're getting into before you do it. And you need to always keep in mind that this is a relationship business. How many people truly understand the whole lead gen thing? I mean, I know that many of us do, but there's so many more who see it as simple as, I sign up with a company for X amount of dollars per month, and they're just going to send me a shitload of leads. Many are not set up to manage leads, follow-up, nurturing, building a relationship with these people. And we know that 70 to 90% of an agent's business comes from their list. Yet there's very little thought to the long-term power of that list. And then it's just a continuous lead-chasing game rather than an exercise in building a resilient business. The trick to making any marketing actually work in today's world is to ensure you have a consistent cross-channel strategy. And we need to know that the human connection is gold in this process. It creates the in. And with the proper support system, this creates the ability to work easier instead of harder, spend less instead of more, and make more instead of less. And it's important in everything you're doing that you're always providing value out there. We talk about the power of reciprocity. Give and you shall receive. What are you doing to connect with people? In fact, how are you connecting with people? Are you just asking if they want to buy and sell or if they need a mortgage? Or are you truly helping them stay in the know? Are you educating them? Are you providing them information that will help them do better? I'm a true believer of this. In fact, in real life and a real life example, a real life example for you right here. You've heard me and my crew talking about the brand new Industry Syndicate Media Network a lot lately. And this is only the beginning. I mean, the first ever media network specifically aimed at the real estate industry. This is really, really exciting. But the reason I bring it up, though, it's because I've been putting content out to the world for a while now. In fact, I've been in this game for like 13 years. And I've spoken on many different stages in front of thousands of people over that time. But a few years ago, Mindshare 101 really took off. I really found my mark. And I realized I have a message to deliver. I can help a lot of people really figure it all out. And if you watch my videos, if you listen to this podcast, if you've ever seen me live on my stage, my goal is always value. It is not a sales pitch. So the thing is, as I continue to provide value with that unknowing answer of when does it come back? Where does it come from? What's it going to look like when I get it? The reality, the mindset shift is that I'm not looking for it to come back. I'm genuinely wanting to help. That's it. That's all. Well, boom, all of a sudden, amongst the many different stories I can share with you here today, all of a sudden, Jason Fraser, who joined me on episode 4 of the Mindshare podcast, all of a sudden he reaches out to me and says, dude, we're starting something huge and you have no choice. You need to be involved. Wow, bang, drop the mic. That was awesome. So I naturally asked why, like, why was he so adamant? And he says it's because of all of your efforts in the industry, because of the awesome content that you continue to deliver. I have to tell you all, I was humbled. In fact, as I say this to you right here, right now, I'm getting those warm fuzzies all over. It was a very cool moment. That one little moment it was. But a very cool one to know that people are listening. People are learning, and I am helping other people do better. Talk about feeling fulfilled. Talk about the power of reciprocity. It was awesome. So I encourage you all to make sure you're always delivering value. And if you do want examples on how I do this for you, check out my Facebook page, Mindshare 101. Check me out on Insta, at David Greenspan 101. Watch the videos on YouTube. Keep listening to this podcast. As you deliver this value to your audience, do it without any assumptions or timelines on when it will come back to you. In fact, drop the whole idea of getting it back at all. Just be genuine about it. Be consistent about it. The universe has some crazy magical powers. You just need to know how to tap into them. And by the way, as we talk about setting goals and breaking those down into small achievable wins, instead of always being focused on the massive lifetime goal, we break them down to small chunks to make them more realistic. And we use those small wins as rewards to remind ourselves we're doing good. We're getting somewhere. It's actually working. And that's exactly what I did with this. It's a mindset shift. And that shift takes you in the right direction. In a positive direction to continue on with your day and to continue on with being consistent at your efforts. It's that little reminder that all is good, even when you're feeling off. This is about you. It's your life. It's up to you. Much the same, everyone thinks about them first too. It's about them And to them, it's not about you. When crafting your marketing message, if you want to connect with people, think of WIFM. What's in it for me? Think about how you can position what you want them to know and what you want them to do in a way that they feel as if it's truly for them. For example, when you're posting a listing, how do you describe the kitchen? Do you mention the room size and all the stainless steel appliances and the granite counters, etc.? Or do you talk about how they'll be able to entertain and how the kitchen is perfect for a chef? Or when you mention the yard, do you use descriptions like, you know, big enough to build a pool or build your ultimate rec room? As consumers, we can smell sales a mile away. So instead, you want to position this as value for them because that's how we think. What's in it for me? And you can use this with more than just your marketing. When you're at a listing presentation, how are you going to position your presentation? When you're showing properties, what angle are you sharing advice from? Adding value, reciprocity, WIFM. They're all ways to connect with people and build relationships with people. Now, I know that as all of us, you are out there every day wondering, what can I do to do better? What can I do today that will help me succeed even more for tomorrow? Learn. Take time to read. Educate yourself. And I want to challenge you today, like right now, to do more of that. Obviously, as you're here, you do listen to podcasts, and that's amazing. Please keep listening. There's so much you can learn by consuming content. Do you read? I mentioned this in a previous episode. I can't stay in one place long enough to focus on actually reading a hard copy book. So instead, I listen to them. I listen to them with the goal of reading, well, listening, to 1 to 2 books a month. And actually, I just started book number 3 of this month today. It just really depends on how long that book is. But reading, listening, learning, it provides value to you yourself. And that alone, that's empowering. Another way to learn is to network with the right people. Who are the right people? Like-minded people. People who are walking down the same or at least similar path. Even better, find those people who've already gone down that path. Those people who are already ahead of you. The successful ones. The ones you aspire to be like or even beat one day. We've heard this one many times. You never want to be the smartest person in the group. And if you are, then you're in the wrong group. Network with the right people and ask the right questions. In fact, in a recent live broadcast, a few of us from the syndicate did. We spoke for about 10 minutes before going live. We then did a 25-minute live session on a couple specific topics. But the best part of the meeting, the best part, was that we all kept talking for about 45 more minutes after we turned off the live broadcast. Now this was the real gold. This gave us all the opportunity to ask each other questions, learn from each other, figure what is and what's not working. You will find that you are not the only one struggling with that particular issue. You will find that it's not just you. Many people are going through the same challenges, and there are many who have faced them and conquered them. There are many more who have faced them and failed. They have given up. They didn't have the right amount of tenacity, the right amount of confidence. They didn't network with the right people. So that they can make that simple realization that it's not just them. It's not just you. So I guess on that point, it's a two-pronged approach here. One, it's to network with people. Two, it's to always ask questions. How many times have I heard over the years, how did you do that? And I reply to people, you want to know? You really want to know? And they look back at you and they respond like, yeah. Tell me, like, please. And I pause, look them straight in the eyes. And I say, I just asked. It's that simple. And then the response is, that's it? You just asked? And I chuckle and reply, no, well, I didn't just ask once. I was persistent. I was focused and dedicated to what I wanted. And it doesn't always work. But more times than not, simply asking the question gets you so much further than if you just sit back shy or scared. Now, tie today together with you needing to understand why you're using a certain tool to build mindshare with people, why you need to support certain channels with genuine connections, and the idea of networking. The other day I saw a post in a group from a friend of mine about text messaging, and he directed his question to anyone who uses an Android device. as opposed to an iPhone, which I still don't understand why people use Macs. No knock on Mac, brilliant stuff, but geez. Anyways, I'll bring that up for another one. Those of you listening that know me, you know where that's coming from. But he wanted to know what people thought about text messaging and whether we use the native app on the phone or if we use a third-party app. Now, personally, I don't totally like the native app because until recently, I never had group messaging active. Meaning if I sent one message to a group of people, as they replied, it would come back as individual. There was no group thread. I've now learned that this is a setting that was buried deep in the app on my phone. And why was this ever off to begin with? Anyways, that's partially why I use WhatsApp. It's good for any type of group conversation, like a conversation for the hockey coaches, with the kids, another one with my own hockey team, a group for people at work, which speaking of for work, an even better app for team collaboration is Slack. This is for any team who's always mobile and needs to share documents, have conversations. I'll circle back on this one at some point. But the reason, though, that I brought this up today is because I wanted to make a point about the whole text message thing and why you should be using that channel. People who replied on his comment mentioned that they used a third-party app on their desktop to be able to send text messages out. Okay, fine. But they also said that allowed them to add their signature to it. Now, I'm not sure where anyone got this bright idea, but we need to stop and think about this stuff before just jumping on it. Why are you text messaging someone? In fact, better question, do you like when people market to you by text message? I don't. I don't like it at all. It almost feels intrusive. I mean, I figure it this way. You have my cell number for a reason, and I know you guys give it out in your marketing, and I agree that you should, but do you want to be getting marketing by text message from other businesses? Aren't you already overloaded from so many angles that text message is one where you just don't want to be bothered? There are very few places anymore where we aren't attacked by advertising. That if I can keep my text messaging to strictly one-to-one direct messaging, I'd much prefer it. And me having that mentality, I don't want to see your signatures on a text message. Text is supposed to be real. It's supposed to be genuine. It's supposed to be really you. The minute you add your signature, you commercialize the entire channel. When you text someone and it really feels like it's you, people typically respond. It's meant to be an informal, personal communication channel. Adding a signature formalizes it and commercializes it, which is the complete opposite to how you should use it and how we all of us naturally want to receive it. There are still many people who get very upset over receiving mass email, even though email has been completely exploited when it comes to too much. Also, if you worry about being too much yourself when it comes to talking about business and you hate feeling like you're trying to sell people, then keep your text message in your pocket for when you need to dig deep into the relationship. Text is a personal channel. It's about the true connection and building on your relationships. Use it as an active touch point to really connect with people. Make it your leg up over the competition when it comes to how you and the other person know each other. Anyhow, I had to share that one. I thought the quick story was timely when it comes to how we communicate, the power of reciprocity, and relationships as a whole. Focus on the relationships every day and build that mindshare. So I want to challenge you all today. Think about how you're truly adding value. Think about what you're doing for marketing and if you're just doing, or you're doing with a plan, meaning everything has support and you are on budget. Think about how you can continue to use your relationship skills to get a leg up on your competition. Stop using the text message as a brand awareness tool. And of course, think about how you can build even more mindshare. Speaking of mindshare, whether you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you like to consume your content, please subscribe. Leave a review, leave a rating. And if you haven't yet, connect with me on Facebook at Mindshare101 and on Instagram at DavidGreenspan101. This has been another episode of the Mindshare Podcast. Thanks everyone for listening.